When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and we do it every Thursday at 7:45 in the WGHN award-winning studio. We have John Morgan with John Morgan Limited Fine Jewelers. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just fine and dandy. Fortunately, it's not 7:45 when we're recording this.
Yes, so. We do record this the day before because you are on retail time.
That's right.
What does that mean exactly?
That means I come into work at 9:30, but then I stay till 11:30 at night. So
got it.
That's retail time.
Got it. I understand you guys had a great Valentine's Day.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. You know, there's a lot of lovebirds out there still, even after all these years. Guys are still getting a little something special for somebody, and we're there to help with those sorts of things.
Well, the commercials that you produced, that you wrote and voiced, were great. They were great,
and they
stood out. And when they stand out like that, people, you know, their ears perk up. So,
well, they were a little bit silly, but every once in a while, you got to have fun. You don't want any stuffy old jewelers in town.
No.
You
got to
have a good time. Anyway, so we're doing all kinds of things. I just got back from the world's largest gem and mineral show in Tucson, Arizona, where I did a bunch of buying of really, really cool, beautiful, rare, interesting gems.
Really?
Which we're going to be designing jewelry for. So we'll have some exclusive kinds of pieces. But okay, so here's what happens in Tucson for about 2 weeks every year. The town fills up with rock, mineral, and gem dealers and jewelry dealers. And there's everything from the rarest stones on earth. I mean, ones that like, hey, we just found this little pocket in this valley in Madagascar. This is the only source of it in the world. It's this vibrant neon blue.
Yeah.
And it's going for a zillion bucks a carat. Or there's, you know, tables covered with rocks from the middle of Nevada desert. You know, I mean, it's everything in between. There's also fossils and meteors and some really nice jewelry. I was looking at geodes the size of practically VWs. You know, it's like that big rock. It's gray on the outside. You open it up, it's all full of purple amethyst crystals.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a bath in these things.
Ooh.
It's just amazing. I also looked at a, you know, $10 million blue diamond while I was there.
What was that like?
Oh, it was make your eyeballs pop out.
Seriously?
Of your head. Seriously pop out of your head.
Was it really ornate or?
No, it was pretty simple. It's just the diamond in a simple setting.
Really?
On a ring. I also looked at a pink diamond, 5-carat radiant cut, $2.1 million, I think, for that one.
How do you make a pink diamond?
You don't make it from like this. I mean, they can make pink diamonds in labs now, but this is a natural one out of the earth. So one of the rarest substances on earth, most desirable substances on earth. At one time, red diamond was the most expensive substance on earth.
Wow.
Yeah, well over $1 million a carat.
Yeah. Who knew?
Well, the guys that were in the jewelry and diamond mining business. Anyway, so what's really cool about this show is that I can go and I'm going to go through tables and tables and booths of, you know, the most fabulous and interesting gems and jewelry that can be collected in one place, okay? And so I'm able to hand select and price, because there's a lot of competition there, really nice stuff to put into my showcases or, you know, for people to look at and to buy if they wanted to make something up. But I'm also going to take a bunch of these and I'm going to make jewelry myself. I'm going to design jewelry for our store. So it's going to be the only place you can get it.
Very cool.
And it's interesting because they take over the whole town. It's not just the big convention center, but it's all the hotels and pavilions, and everybody's got rocks and minerals and gems and fossils. I mean, there's, you know, table as long as your counter here. And it's this gorgeous agatized, you know, stone. And then you look at the edge and it's tree bark. You go, what? And you realize it's a slab of petrified wood they've cut into a table. And it's $70,000 or $100,000 or whatever. It's so cool.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of fun. And if people want to stop down and check us out. I've got some really lovely gems I haven't set into settings yet, so you could design your own if you came down and work with our master jewelers at J. Morgan Limited. It's a lot of fun, and I try to go every year or two. And it was a good trip this year. Got some really neat things. Another big thing happening you might not be aware of, although we've got some billboards up on it now, is that gold prices have really gone through the ceiling, and gold and silver. And so what we're doing is we're paying some of the highest prices ever paid for people's old gold, jewelry, scrap, things stuff you haven't worn since high school, or you lost an earring, you got another one sitting there and it's not doing anything. You know, get rid of it. This is the time. Just to give you an idea, in 2002, gold was at $291 an ounce.
Okay.
$291 an ounce. Today, it's at $2,911 an ounce.
Wow.
That's 10 times what it was in 2002. 10 times the value. Silver is at $31.83. Back in May of 2002, it was $4.63.
Okay.
So, you know, it's if you have some stuff that's sitting, like maybe you got some old silverware.
Yeah.
Nobody's used it in 20 years. You hate polishing it. Nobody dines that way. You know, maybe it's worth turning in, you know, to some cash that you can use for something fun, or that you pay bills, or go on a trip, or whatever.
Or buy more jewelry.
Or buy more jewelry. Yeah, hey, we even give you a better price if you apply it towards a jewelry purchase.
There you go.
It's it's really a good time to think about it. If you've got some old stuff sitting around that you're really not using, you know, convert it into something you will.
I love the pieces that you have that are made with the Grand Haven beach sand.
Oh, yeah. That's a really wonderful line that we have in the store. We have a sterling silver line of jewelry that is accented with sort of little sets of Grand Haven beach sand under resin there, so that it really, it's a great beachy feel. It's got a lot of times they'll have turquoise or maybe some Larimar in there to give it a nice blue, but they're wonderful, and it's really made from our own local sand. I got that at a show. I had been looking at various designers, and I came across this booth, and they said they had beach sand from all around the world made into jewelry. I'm like, well, that's cool. And the designs, the silver designs that it's set in, are really attractive. And I said, well, you don't have anything from Lake Michigan, do you? And they go, oh, yeah. And I said, well,
hello.
Wouldn't have Grand Haven by any chance.
And they did.
And they go, you know, I think we do.
No
way. I'm like, no way. So we have Grand Haven beach sand made into these little insets, you know, like gems, into this really pretty silver stuff. And we do really great with it. Not just tourists coming to visit, but our local folks love it because it's just really nice looking jewelry.
It is.
It's very affordable. Mm-hmm. It's real. It's got just a happy vibe to it.
It does.
And we encourage people to come down. We've also just come up with a new Grand Haven charm. First one in about 15 years that I made. We just got a bunch of those, made our own custom design.
Really?
So we're carrying those in the store just in time for summer, or get on a little necklace or a pendant. And so,
sure.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sure.
I think jewelry boxes are important. Everyone should have a nice jewelry box.
Yeah, yeah.
I see women, they throw their stuff in the drawer. Yeah. Get a jewelry box and take care of your jewelry.
Yeah. We used to carry a pretty nice line of jewelry boxes, but we just found for space purposes it wasn't the most effective thing for our store.
Mm-hmm.
However, I agree with you. I think jewelry care is really important.
Yes.
You don't want to just throw your chains together in a clump or bang your rings together.
Oh.
You want to have a safe, secure place where they can be kind of set without scratching each other or getting knocked on the floor or lost. You know, one of the things I always recommend is pick one spot. Don't put it in different, drop it in different places throughout the house. Always keep your jewelry together in one spot that you always go to. So that way you know, and it becomes a routine,
right?
And you're less likely to misplace it. Also, you know, you'll just taking care of it is good anyway. Take it off at night. Mm-hmm. You don't want to sleep with your jewelry on because it's hard on it. It wears throughout the night. it's harder to keep it clean and so on. Keep it out of chlorine and bleach. You know, when you're cleaning, you should definitely take your jewelry off. It tacks the metal. I just feel if you're going to be using hand lotion and stuff like that or making hamburgers, you know,
take your jewelry off.
Nice. Although if you need to, you can always come down to see us and we'll clean it up for you, make you nice and sparkly.
You got very involved in a lot of the things that Grand Haven Main Street does. How important is that organization to your business?
You know, it's really been a terrific group to have worked with, even just peripherally. They have really the interests of Grand Haven at heart and, build a business community that wants to promote growth in our town for the benefit, I think, of the residents and visitors alike. And, it's staffed by really philanthropic, hardworking, and talented people I've gotten to meet, and I really respect them. We don't always agree on the right, the same directions necessarily, but I really believe they have the interests of the community at heart, and I think the new director there is just top notch, and we're just really very, very fortunate to have that kind of involvement in our community.
Good to hear. Lastly, what are your hours?
Okay. So normally we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, mm-hmm. and Saturday, 10 until 5. So we are closed Mondays and Sundays, although we were open those during the Christmas holiday season.
You're busy.
Yeah, that's we're Santa's little helpers then, that's for sure. But, you know, we've got Mother's Day coming up. Uh-huh. We just had Valentine's Day. These are all big ones. And, hey, guys, you know what? Sometimes it's nice just to get her a little something just because. You know,
that's are you listening, sometimes... James? Hello, James. Are you listening, James?
Sometimes that's the best gift of all because it wasn't obligatory. You did it because you were feeling it. So come on down and see us. We'll fix you up with something really sweet and special. And I think you'd be surprised how affordable we can get you a nice gift to give her for whatever occasion.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.